This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We want to make you feel good today. How do you do? It's a Friday. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, the DJV Experience. You can follow us on all our postings at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Shillen, at Doug Steffen. You can like us on Facebook.com/DJV Show. Things that you need to know. Can you believe it? When I was a kid, way back, young American adults in the 18 to 34 age bracket were far more likely to be married and living with a spouse. I was 23 when I got married, like the red badge of courage. That's no longer the case, however.
How did that work out for you?
Not too well, thanks for asking. Got two good kids out of it.
Yes, you did.
And somebody that I actually loved all of my life, but as husband and wife, oof, horrible. Ay, ay, ay. We didn't have a clue. And so one wonders, as you weigh in the balance this study that's out this week from the perspective of who's living where, according to the Census Bureau, quote, there are now more young people ages 18 to 34 living with their parents than in any other arrangement. The number one living arrangement today for Americans who are millennials is to live at home without a spouse. Wow. Can you imagine? Your parents would throw you out on your ear, Victoria.
No, they wouldn't.
No, they wouldn't? Oh.
No. Why would they do that?
What would happen if you showed up with Lewis and said, hey, Mom, we need to live here for a while?
They would say, go come on in the room. Yeah.
Okay.
Happy to have you.
And how long? You have a great relationship with your folks. You think that would keep going if you and Lewis were living there all the time?
I mean, my family.
I'm not trying to make trouble.
I'm
just looking for a reflection.
I think we would be fine. I mean, when I was born, my parents lived with my mom's parents, so I'm used to having a family where everyone lived together in the same house.
Right.
So
that's, by the way, the old way. People look at this. Thank you. I was waiting how long it would take us to get there. This is the way it was for my parents. My father was an orphan, and he lived in a tenement house with his three female cousins and two male cousins in a home that had one parent and one grandparent, and they were both women. My father's, my father's mother died. Father ran off. His father ran off and married somebody else. So he was left with his aunts and their mother and their grandmother. He was the only, let's see, there were two cousins, two male cousins, and three female cousins. So there were three guys and three girls, and the three guys lived on the street and raised themselves. The mother had really nothing to do with them, and the grandmother only threatened them when they got into trouble.
Wow.
That was it. But it was a three-story tenement, and they all lived, the three guys lived in one room, and the three girls lived in the other room. And there were three bedrooms. The grandmother and the mother lived in the same room. The boys lived in one room. The girls lived in another room. And if you look back on the history of, you look in the older cities in our country, like New York, it was the fact, the Italians, the Irish especially, all the family, the grandmother, the mother, and the children all lived in the same house.
That's
they
exactly
took care
right.
Of each other.
Lewis's family, they're all Italian, and they're all from Brooklyn, and they had a three-family house.
Yeah.
And it was he knew both sets of his great-grandparents, because they all lived in the same block, basically.
And so you, with that comment you made a few minutes ago, Victoria, bring us around to thinking, oh, the media wants this, news media wants this thing. This is terrible. All those kids, they need to grow up. Well, maybe there's a different slice on it because of the helicopter parenting thing And everybody wants to keep track
of. Well, and how many of those people are contributing? I mean, I would guess to say that you probably, Victoria, your parents probably somehow might have tried to compensate or done some work or whatever, made an agreement so that while they were staying with your grandparents, that there was probably something going on where they were helping out. I think.
Oh, for sure. They took over now, the mortgage and then eventually bought the house from my grandparents. Yeah.
Yeah. I think now the question is, do millennials just want to smooch, you know, a little mooching off the parents?
Moochie smoochie. Yes.
Right. Moochie smoochie with the parents, or do they actually contribute something? I mean, I lived with my mom up until I was really able to buy my house, and I did that by design because
How old were you when you bought the house?
28, 27, 28, something like that.
How many people who are your friends, hold on a second, Jen, Victoria, how many people who are your friends own their own homes? Your age,
very few, very few.
Karen, do you know anybody
mostly because we're in New York City, and to own an, own
New York
a studio
in
New York, it's, you know, 600,000 or more.
I guess I'm wondering about whether, if you look back at your college friends or high school friends that aren't living in New York, like back in Jersey, are many of them in their own homes, or are they still living at home in their 30s?
Not still living at home in their 30s, no. They're everybody's pretty much married.
Do they own or do they rent?
It's a mix. It's a mix, yeah.
Okay. Kara, what about your friends? You're 10 years younger, so where does that leave you when it comes to friends who may own their own home or are living at home? You're not living at home.
I know two or three different couples, they're not married, but people who are in serious relationships who have actually bought houses or are in the process of buying a house, but I'm actually kind of surprised that I know that many. Most people I know live in apartments where they're renting houses with roommates.
Mm-hmm. House rentals are also big, yeah.
Right. Well, that's a big market. Mm-hmm. Big market.
I think that's the difference between this survey, though, is what millennials are willing to contribute to their parents if they're staying at home with them. Or, on the other hand, you had families who were living together, and I'm sure those families were probably paying to do that.
Well, here's an indication. Framingham, Massachusetts, the largest town in the country, will become a city in January. I'm involved in local politics and government up to my Mickey, and last night at a meeting, there was approval granted there are two huge apartment complexes that are going to be built in an area that was pretty run down in downtown Framingham in an attempt to gentrify the community. And already, with the two big projects, are two or three or four smaller projects that have 18 units in them. The two big ones have, I think one's got 250 units, the other's got 197 or something. I mean, they're huge, right at the train station. And that's where these places will be. One's a rental and one's a condo unit housing that will be sold. And they're within 10-minute walking distance of the train station. So there's a very concerted effort to bring a whole new element into this area of Framingham, which has been basically inhabited by Brazilians for the past 25 or 30 years. And that includes the downtown businesses, where the rents went down, they were cheap. Now all this new gentrification force, the rents will go up, and it'll force all these people out and change the face of downtown Framingham. And frankly, it's not a bad thing, because it looks pretty seedy. But it's the age of the people that are being targeted for all of these units are people in their 20s and 30s. That's a single people or couples living together, basically no children. The town doesn't want to add to its problems with not being able to build enough schools. They've got to build a couple of more schools now. So they are encouraging people to build units that are basically for transients. Come in, it's a half-hour train ride into Boston, 35 minutes. So you come out to the quote-unquote suburbs. You have access to lots of things that are close by, country living. You can do a lot of recreational things, but you can walk from the train to your house. And that's, I think, what a lot of millennials are trying to do, are they not? Certainly that age bracket is, as I say, the target. It's been, they make no bones about it. We want to attract the single man and woman or the couple, young couple that's living together. We want those people to live in these facilities. And Framingham has said, we want to build these kind of facilities because we don't want to build more schools because we don't want more kids, or we don't want more kids because we don't want more schools. So what is that saying? It's a pretty interesting
yeah.
reality, actually, when you get right down to it. But we can see, those of us who've been here a long time, can see how this is impacting and that's one of the reasons the town is no longer going to be a town, because it can't deal as a town with the changes and the manifestations and the needs of running a municipality the old way. It just doesn't work. It's totally ineffective.
When it become, did it pass to become a city?
Yes.
Okay. So when it becomes a city, isn't there an extra city tax?
No.
That you'll have to pay? Won't the taxes go up?
No. In fact, the tax probably go down.
Really?
Yeah, probably.
Hmm.
Yeah, we have the third highest tax rate in the state of Massachusetts. It's ridiculous. That's one of the reasons.
You're already up there. Okay.
Oh, it's craziness. Yeah, nuts. All right, let's talk about something that's not nuts. Let's talk about something that's cool, man. Really cool. And that is those cool sheets that you slept in together with your honey last night. What? You didn't sleep with parachute sheets last night? What's the matter with you? How come you haven't taken advantage of this opportunity that we've been talking about here for, what, since the beginning of the year, I think, right? ParachuteHome.com/DJV. The inquiring minds, such as Victoria, is going online to see what else they have. What can you say about, not the time you spent in bed. Yeah, you want sheets, you want good pillowcases. They have this Venice set, which is what I have. It's kind of cool.
So nice.
The thread count is not important. We've told you that. Egyptian cotton is better, gets stitched together in an Italian plant, shipped over to Venice, and then is shipped to you. And you get free shipping when you go to ParachuteHome.com/DJV. That's the reason to go there. What did you say about comfort, Jennifer? Did I hear you say
something? I just said it's so nice. The sheets that you have, I have the same one, and it is absolutely fantastic.
We could be sleeping together.
We could be, or we could just have the same kind of sheet set, which is what we have, and that's awesome.
She's so tactful, folks, isn't she? Very tactful.
I love it.
Yeah. So, and Victoria, speaking of luggage, she loves to go in and look around because she's setting up house. She's got her house set up, but she's getting married.
Spring cleaning like a crazy person.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I've been spring cleaning a lot.
The
next thing I think on my list, because I'm always like plotting what I want from Parachute next, I have the dryer balls, which are amazing.
Yeah, right.
And so the next thing is they have bathrobes that are really delicious looking, so I want to get into that next.
Delicious bathrobes. Get all you need. That's why they call it Parachute Home, because everything you need for your home is there. ParachuteHome.com/DJV. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Really good music speaks for itself, such as the case with all the ongoing attention to the passing of Mr. Purple himself. Prince died a year ago this week, and so in Paisley Park, all week long there have been events, and they go into the weekend, actually, including concert performances by Prince's former bandmates. And the ticket prices apparently are pretty high, ladies. So if you're a fan, you can't afford these high-priced tickets, you can go to a street party, which is outside of First Avenue, the main lane landmark downtown Minneapolis. It's funny how you think of Prince as this big Hollywood star, and yet he's most closely associated, and wanted to be most closely associated with his hometown of Minneapolis, which is kind of interesting. So,
I always thought that kept him on the straight and narrow because he was so straight and narrow until he had that hip surgery and then he got addicted to the opioids, which is unfortunately happening rampantly and
happening everywhere.
Remind me to talk to you about what's going on in China with regard to this in the next half hour. Right now, let's keep moving from earth, wind, and fire. There is news that Nile Rodgers and Sheik are going to all work together, heading out on the road for a tour. Let's see here. It starts on July 12th in Oakland, according to the release from these groups. A special guest as yet unnamed, a guest DJ, will be part of the show. So who would be a good DJ that would mean something to people who are interested in Sheik or Earth, Wind, and Fire? Would it be not a rapper, per se?
Grandmaster Flash would be a good choice.
Really?
Look at you, Victoria.
Grandmaster Flash, though, how does he... Earth, Wind, and Fire is a 70s and 80s act.
So's Flash, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I see. I don't know much about that.
Yeah, he'd be a good choice.
Yeah. All right.
DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. There you go.
Yeah. Nile Rodgers says, get your feet ready for a deluge of hits. See, that's where people want to go. They want to listen to the hits. And Earth, Wind, and Fire got plenty of them. And Sheik does as well. Let's see. This guy's been working, however, with some other people to put their tours together. Keith Urban, Lady Gaga, Daft Punk, Britney Spears, Sam Smith. Isn't interesting. What doesn't fit in that sentence? Keith Urban, Lady Gaga, Daft Punk. This is like a This will be a quiz in a music class. Which person doesn't belong in this group?
Well, you would think
Keith Urban. Yeah, it doesn't fit in there.
But that's a great song. It's a really good song they did together.
Daft Punk. Who's Daft Punk?
They're those French DJs who wear, like, the funky helmets so you never see their face.
Yeah, did they did the song Get Lucky with Pharrell. Do you know that song?
Oh, okay. Got it. Thank you, ladies. All right, the other musical item of interest with us this hour, the All-Star Tribute to Clive Davis this week. Aretha Franklin led that tribute, and along with it came a premiere of a new documentary about Clive Davis, the soundtrack of our lives at Tribeca. I'm looking forward to seeing this. This will be on the airplane next time I take a ride, probably. I've begun to like, I told you this last trip home last week, I watched two of these documentaries, one of them about Warren Buffett. It was fascinating about his life. So this guy has had his fingers around literally and figuratively most every black star and some not even. I mean, this guy was important for Barry Manilow's career, Carly Simon, Dionne Warwick, Jennifer Hudson now in the modern era, certainly Earth, Wind, and Fire, from whom we just heard. And they're in a concert that was, I think it was... was it Wednesday or last night?
It was Wednesday night at Radio City. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So it was a big thing.
And Aretha looked great and sounded amazing.
Yeah, she's got that voice, man.
Yeah. She's got that voice, though. And it's getting, it sounds clearer again, which is good.
Yeah. Clive Davis, Soundtrack of Our Lives debut on Apple Music sometime soon, 28 after the hour here on DJB. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals, no synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth. Smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
May 1st is Law Day, a day to celebrate the American justice system. Law Day was conceived by the American Bar Association during the Cold War massive displays of communist military power on May Day, and to demonstrate that true strength comes from the rule of law, not tanks and troops. The ABA asked President Eisenhower to issue the first Law Day proclamation back in 1958. And today, it's commemorated with educational programs organized by schools, community groups, and civic organizations nationwide. Linda Klein is president of the ABA, the nation's largest lawyers organization.
The law is absolutely vital to our democracy. Today, when it seems that we are a nation divided, there is one thing we can agree on: treating every American equally under the rule of law. That's what binds this nation together.
For more information about Law Day and Law Day events in your area, go to lawday.org. That's lawday.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Is upon us, 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen on the DJV Experience. You can find us at DJV Show. Follow us on Twitter at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen. Didn't post anything, Victoria, on our Facebook page yesterday. Got distracted by, in my multitasking world, doing farming and political town meeting stuff. Because it's that time of year, gotta fix all the problems of the town, and of course, me being the leader that I am, working hard. Actually, multitasking today, let's see, Victoria's trying to find a wedding dress while she's on the program. I'm cooking fish, and I just had an interesting
flavor
experience.
You always cook fish at 6 in the morning, that is just...
Cooking fish,
so gross.
And I used the knife that I cut the fish with to cut my orange. And it was really an interesting taste. I just...
Ew. Could you be grosser today?
I know. It's really bad.
Right?
He hasn't even told you this morning about the weird stuff he ate last night, so...
Oh, no.
All right, anyway. So, Jennifer, what are you doing to multitask at the moment? As long as Kara's participating, she's got three or four things going on in the studio there. What are you doing to multitask?
Surprisingly enough, I'm actually just focusing on you. I'm looking at Facebook right now, but I am focusing on what you're saying.
Great.
And how it makes me feel.
There's a new study out today suggesting that psychedelic drugs can induce a heightened state of awareness and consciousness. Brain scans from healthy participants who took ketamine and LSD, the magic mushroom stuff, had increased random brain activity after taking the drugs. The increased random activity came with sensations like floating, suddenly finding inner peace, a sense that the self was disintegrating, and the distortion of time, or the perception of time. The lead researcher said, what we find is that under each of these psychedelic compounds, the specific measure of global conscious level goes up, so it moves in the other direction. The neural activity becomes more unpredictable. Until now, we've only ever seen decreases compared to the baseline in the normal waking state of people who were using these drugs. So what's changing? If it used to be that it went in the other direction and now it's going in a positive, why? Are the drugs better? What does this mean? We all know that it was, I mean, this goes back to the 60s and the Woodstock time. That was Grace Slick there. That was when we knew what magic mushrooms, or we thought we knew what they were all about. I never took them, but I certainly knew a lot of people who did. And I wonder, what the heck, an LSD? I was about Timothy Leary. Anybody here remember, even know who Timothy Leary was?
Name sounds familiar, but I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, he was the king of LSD and was a proponent of being on drugs and high all the time.
Is he the one? Did they test drugs on people to see what did he do? Did he do, like, experiments?
On himself.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's okay, then.
Yeah, yeah. He was on the forefront, the cutting edge. I don't know if that was... it's one of those things. You think about it, and if you know what life was like, this would be a good conversation to have with your father. Although I can't imagine, Jennifer, your father. I can't see him on drugs.
No. My dad's nothing, not the drug type. No.
No. Mm-mm. Nothing. But I bet he, like me, has plenty of friends that are on drugs or have been on drugs or maybe still use marijuana. I don't even know that many people who are my age that drink, but they are using marijuana. And I find it disgusting, actually. Is that judgmental on my part? It bothers me. I've never liked being around marijuana.
Oh.
But go ahead, ask the question.
No, I was just going to say, I was just going to ask the follow-up, like, what about it is so bad to you?
Smell, I don't know, I think.
I mean, it doesn't smell terrible.
Yeah. Weird, yeah. Okay, Caitlyn Jenner getting candid about her romantic life with ex-wife Kris Jenner. The memoir is called The Secrets of My Life. And there's an excerpt of it in the same People magazine that we were talking about a few minutes ago with regard to Jennifer. Thank you, Jennifer. You just became the most beautiful person in the world.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll take it.
You want to take it?
I'll take it.
All right, anyway. So we were talking about, Julia Roberts being the most beautiful person. And then with People magazine, there are all kinds of things that float around inside there. And so the promotion of the book, The Secrets of My Life, this is the beginning of what will be, maybe it isn't even the beginning. There's a $300 million payday in this for Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner. That's why this was done, in my opinion, anyway. I don't know that.
$300 million? Where'd that number come from?
Early on, there were speculative things about movies and books and things, the story of her life and how it would make a lot of money for her, and somebody came up with a number of $300 million. So I don't know.
Seems like a lot, but...
It does.
Yeah.
So what would be enough to get you to change your sexuality?
That's what you're saying, that she was paid to do that? I don't think so.
No, I don't think she was paid. I think she saw what the opportunities were in various ways of exposing herself to...
Yeah, but I think she was dressing like a woman for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because Kendall...
I mean, there are pictures of her out in public like that. Just no one knew who it was.
From years ago.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, she said that when she would do these motivational speaking tours, which Bruce Jenner was sort of famous for, she would wander around the hotel dressed, like, in drag. And no one would know, because that was her time to do that. And Kendall, one of her youngest daughters, just said in a new interview with Vogue that she went down into the kitchen one day at, like, 4:30 in the morning... And there was her dad dressed completely in drag. And
really?
That was the time that he did that, because it was before the kids were awake. So this has been going... I mean, this is... I don't believe that there's money in... I mean, it's coincidental, perhaps.
There's money.
But I don't think that money was a motivating factor for a sex change.
Right, okay.
I think to do it so publicly, of course they're capitalizing on the money. I mean, she could have done this quietly and gone away.
But, Jennifer, how much money would it take for you to have a sex change plan?
I don't know that there is enough money. I'm pretty happy where I am.
Okay. And same
how about you,
Victoria? With me?
There's no amount of money.
No amount of money. No.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, because we know who our genders are set. You know, like we're confident and comfortable with our gender. So if you're not, then you know, I think that there's no amount of money that could prevent you from wanting to do it.
The problem is there are some people who are completely motivated by money no matter what. I'm not one of those, and never have been. If I were really interested in making money, I would have run this business and this program in a lot different fashion than I have. There were different ways of doing things. I just was never a sellout. I'm not sticking on my chest. Oh, good guy. It's just not something money doesn't motivate me. I'm happy to make money, and I've been fortunate to have times in my life when I've made a lot. The present is not included in that time frame, but, you know, it follows. You do what you love, and the money will follow you. I've always been a believer in that. But I think to just do things for money is very unspiritual and very unproductive. And in the end, it'll get you. Because money can't be a god. It can't be the end-all and the be-all. It just can't. And so some people figure it out, some people don't. At any rate, speaking of money and what drives people, I don't think, as much as I am... sort of distracted by football, I would bet that most of the people who play football and do well and make money don't do it for the money. I think most people who play any sport don't do it for the money. They're happy to get the money, and once they realize they're good, like Alex Rodriguez, they're happy to go for as much as they can go for. I don't have a problem with that either. But to go play, to decide when you're 10 you're going to play baseball because you can make a lot of money, you will not be successful at playing baseball.
Right.
Yeah.
It's in you got to do it for the love of the game, right?
All right. Speaking of that, Patriots went to the White House. No Tom Brady. What were the highlights of the visit? Either I guess this would be a good Victoria story.
No, I think Jen saw this. I didn't actually see it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. So what did Trump say when the Patriots came to the White House, Jen?
He did a nice little welcome to them and talked about the fighting spirit, and he praised everybody on the team. He talked about Bill Belichick, of course, who he's had a long relationship with. He even
Why do they have a relationship with Belichick?
He's actually had a friendship with Bill Belichick. I don't know why, but they've been friends for a lot of years. Tom Brady was a friend, and also Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, were all friends with Trump. So
was Kraft there?
Why? I don't know. I don't know if I saw him. But Trump talked about the Malcolm Mitchell, who's a rookie, and they didn't talk about Tom Brady too much. I don't know if the president did that by design or if it was because Tom Brady wasn't there. He said that he couldn't make it because he was spending time with his mom. Not everybody from the team came. Some of them made some political statements about why they didn't show up. But I thought one of the funniest moments was Rob Gronkowski. Separated.
Hold on a second. Wait a minute. Why is it that politics so drives you? You're invited to the White House, for God's sakes. Leave your politics on the door and just go in and enjoy the fact that you are a member of the team that won the Super Bowl. You're being acknowledged as a national treasure. These people who are so wrapped up around that stuff. Ugh. Anyway, that's my comment. Go ahead, Jennifer.
Oh, no. Well, I think one of the funniest moments didn't happen when President Trump was meeting with the Patriots. It was when Sean Spicer was doing his daily press briefing, and he's standing up at the podium, and all of a sudden, Rob Gronkowski pops in from the side and goes, "Hey, Sean, you need some help?" And Sean goes, "No, I think I've got it. I kind of think I've got it." And he goes, "Are you sure? Are you really sure?" And then he takes off. And it was very cute because Sean Spicer, I guess, is a huge Patriots fan. So he kind of was geeking out a little bit at the podium. He goes, "That was pretty cool, wasn't it?"
Even cuter to bring him up there and let him take the questions from this media. That would have been cute. All right. And so, I don't know. There's no more to say about Aaron Hernandez. It's sort of been coupled because he was a Patriot. The fact that he hung himself or didn't, his family says that he was murdered by the guards, whatever.
His lawyer seems very adamant that he wants a full investigation launched because he said they were preparing for his appeal and that Aaron was really looking forward to proving his innocence. So
somehow or other, Hernandez got a hold of marijuana in jail. Shocking to think that in jail you can get a hold of drugs.
I've never known anyone to smoke weed and then want to kill themselves. So I don't know. That's also very suspect to me.
Yeah. All right. So maybe there is something to
there
what
might
the lawyer
be.
Says. How do you think?
That could be. You never
John 3:16 written on his forehead and he was reading
in
the Bible.
In his own blood. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird.
All right. Some good news from the world of sports. Serena Williams, although apparently having sex without being married, is pregnant. Is that the story?
She is. Yeah, she announced yesterday she's 5 months along, which she doesn't look it, so no one really knew.
You hope that that love that you can see now carries on through, not only with the two of them, but to the baby as well. That's the hope that you have. I do, anyway.
Yeah.
11 before the hour on the DJV show.
I'm Bob Derigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. If a tree falls in a forest and no one is around to hear it, does it still make a sound? People have been asking this question for generations, but in 21st century America, the answer depends on whether government regulations dictate behavior in the area where it fell. Let me explain. A few years ago, a tree that fell across a stream in New Jersey was flooding the area. It could have been easily removed with a tractor, but since the waterway was a Class C1 creek regulated by the Department of Environmental Protection, a formal approval process had to be followed before the tree could be removed. The flooding continued, and local officials spent 12 days and $12,000 getting a permit to do what was obvious from the beginning, pull the tree out of the creek. Let's be fair, the biggest sound created by this fallen tree may have been the groans of taxpayers. When government regulations make solving simple problems like this such a burden, it's time for a change. Learn more at CenterForAmericaTV.org.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
We have the right lady here to talk about your travel plans from the Frommer Travel Guidebooks and Frommers.com, Pauline Frommer, the fix on things to do in America. What can you be doing if you love American history? I think Pauline has a tip for you and a couple of other things that are up her sleeve. We'll get to them in just a moment here.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
China. Just saying that word makes you want to pack your bags, doesn't it? The longest continuous civilization in the world is a place of iconic sights and unending fascination. Hi, I'm Pauline Frommer of the Frommer Travel Guides, here to tell you that you can see China's most important sights in comfort without breaking the bank when you travel with Smart Tours. In business for over 20 years, Smart Tours is currently offering a very smart 15-day tour called China Highlights and Undiscovered Wuhan. For just $2,399, it includes international airfare from Los Angeles, $100 more for flights from New York. It will take you to Beijing to see the Great Wall of China and the Forbidden City, the famed Terracotta Warriors in Xi'an, on a Yangtze River cruise, and most intriguingly, to 2,000-year-old Wuhan with its Taoist temples and world-class museum. Included is all transportation within China, 27 meals, 4- and 5-star accommodations, excellent excellent English-speaking guides, and a luxury cruise. But it gets better. That price includes an early booking discount of $500 off if you book by May 4th. Use the code FROMERS100 to save an additional $100. To take advantage of this once-in-a-lifetime deal, go to smarttours.com/FROMERS. That's smartours.com/FROMERS. And don't forget to use FROMER100 for $100 off.
56 minutes after the hour, Pauline Fromer from the Fromer Travel Guidebooks and FROMERS.com with a focus on what to do in America. Some of these new things is the Museum, for example, of American Revolution, the American Revolution in Philadelphia. Is that new? Has it been enhanced? You'd think, because Philadelphia really is where the nation began in many ways, this would be quite a take.
Well, it's brand new. It just opened this week.
Really?
And it's kind of amazing that such a museum never existed before.
Yeah, yeah.
In the past, when you went to Philadelphia, you kind of heard the beginning of the story. You went to Independence Hall. You saw the place where the founding fathers signed the Declaration of Independence. You saw Betsy Ross's house and Benjamin Franklin's house. But then the story jumped all the way to the Constitution Center, and students of history probably thought, well, what happened to the Revolution? Well, that is now, that wrong is now righted, and you can visit this fascinating, really interactive new museum that just opened and I think really greatly enhances a trip to Philadelphia.
Yeah, you think about being from Boston, as you were telling that story, I was thinking about all the things that are available here in Boston, same sort of thing. I don't know if there's anything new. I think just there are people who love to go the tourist route. And we have fabulous, not only in Boston, New York, Philadelphia, Washington. You go down places like St. Augustine have
sure.
opportunities to figure out what happened at the beginning of our country. So it's kind of cool.
Well, I think what's new in this museum is the story is being told. You hear a lot about General George Washington, obviously. You see his tent, which is an iconic sight there, Mona Lisa. But you also hear about the voices that usually get lost, about women and how it impacted them. You know, 10% of the redcoats were married and brought their wives and children with them. And they were living in the camp as battles were going on. You learn about how it impacted slaves. The British promised the slaves freedom if they sided with them in many cases. So that's why some of the slaves did, and it didn't work out for them.
No.
You hear about the Native American nations. Some tried to stay neutral. Others went with the British and had their villages destroyed by Washington. Others sided with the Americans. So it's really fascinating. It's a very well-done museum because it tells the story from the ground up. It tells about how it impacted local people.
Yeah. Well, one wonders sometimes about history and what real history is, but if they have artifacts there, that's what makes it much more legit. So the Museum of the American Revolution, new in Philadelphia, on Pauline's mind. Pauline Fromer from the Fromer Travel Guidebooks and Fromer's.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.